Reverse PDP. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to Hard Facts with Sandra Ezekwesili.
Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for Hard Facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode. No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in. 500,000 Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000. Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, all going beyond the headlines and focus on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. First off, let's talk about our conversation yesterday with the spokesperson for INEC. Well, he's not a spokesperson, but he was a CSO desk officer for the station here in Lagos, the INEC office here in Lagos. And he was on the show with us yesterday. And we talked about why exactly 7 million registrations online failed. Luca Buba, that's his name, from INEC's Voter Education Department. We talked at length about why these registrations failed. I asked him what steps INEC took to inform the applicants ahead of time to try to understand what happened there, to try to arrest the situation with those registrations. And if you missed that interview, well, here's how most of it went.
Okay, sorry about that. Thank you for having me on the show.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening again. So let's talk about these 7 million citizens who started their pre-registration online but did not conclude the in-person registration. What do you believe went wrong there?
You know, in this continuous voter registration exercise that we started in June, on June 28th last year, it has two components. One is the online pre-registration, and the next is in-person, where you go and do your biometrics. So for the online component, you will book for a day and time that is convenient for you to visit the INEC office so that you do your biometrics capture. So it went on from that June down to this year, as at the last quarter, in May, specifically, when INEC discovered that the CPR was to end on the 30th of June. So INEC discovered that all the days from that May down to June, all of them were booked by those online pre-registration. They've all been given dates and time to come and complete their registration in person.
Okay.
So that was why INEC decided as from 30th of May that there won't be any pre-registration for fresh registrants online again, because the dates were fully booked.
Okay.
So that those that have gone online to book for the dates will now have the opportunity to come in person, to come and complete their registration in person.
Okay.
So that was why all through the month of June, there was no online pre-registration. Yes, so that those that did their pre-registration could come out. So INEC left that so that they won't be too much again. So if you want to do your registration as a then, you can just walk into the INEC office, and then there are slots for people that have already pre-registered. So and by 30th of June, there was need to continue with the continuous voters registration. So it was expected that all those people should have avail themselves at INEC office so that they will complete their registration. For the first 2 weeks, that was not forthcoming. And for the that was in July. And for the last 2 weeks in July, we also did weekends, Saturdays and Sundays, so that all Nigerians will avail themselves to come out and register. Mm. So for those 7 million that did pre-registration online, mm-hmm. Maybe some of them, I don't know, because you know there are Nigerians living abroad. Mm-hmm. It's possible for them to go online and do pre-registration.
Okay.
But you cannot have a PVC if you have not gone to the INEC office to do your biometrics.
Right.
So, and the registration has ended now.
Okay. So there were about 10 million online pre-registrations in total. 7 million of them did not go on to the physical center. That's a 70% failure rate. When you have a failure rate that high, one has to ask questions about the process itself. What mechanisms did INEC put in place, you know, to inform those who are doing pre-registration about what to do in person? So I like that INEC said, well, this is, you know, pick an appointment on this, your appointment date, come and do your biometrics. Were reminders sent, maybe? Were email reminders sent? Did INEC do anything else to ensure that there was no failure of the next phase of the registration for the voters?
Yes, all of them were sent emails.
Okay.
And there was a slip was sent to them that they will print out and bring it physically to the INEC office.
Okay.
So that so that they will complete that process.
Okay.
So all of them were duly notified. Apart from the fact that we have been on air several times to talk to Nigerians about the process, about the need for them to go and complete the registration, because if you don't do that, there's no way you will get a PVC.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you have to come in person.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So Nigerians actually were informed. About duly informed about the process. On this station alone, I think I have only myself, I have been there about 4 or 5 times and some other stations. And we have done sensitization through civil society organizations. We've been to churches, we've been to mosques, and, you know, different forms of sensitization that we have done about the electioneering process.
But did INEC notice that 70% of those in-person appointments were not being honored? Because you said that you sent them emails, you sent them a notification to go and finish off their registrations. Did you notice that 70% of those in-person appointments were not being honored? Hello, Luca? If you're speaking, your mic is muted. Okay. It looks like we've lost a connection to Buba Luka. Let's take a look at the messages that you've sent to us via social media. Mr. Luka, your mic is muted. So if you're speaking, your mic is muted. We can't hear you. On WhatsApp, we've got messages. So let's take a look at some of them. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Here's a message from, you didn't leave your name, but you say that INEC failed. If the online registration allowed for opportunity of giving appointment and it's adhered to, then the exercise would have gone seamlessly. INEC needs to redeem this, otherwise I smell a rat. Okay, but INEC can't force you to they can't come and drag you to their office now if they've sent you an email telling you what to do next. Luca, I think you can hear me now. Yes.
Okay. Yes, Sandra.
Yes.
You know, just like I said, you know, there's a possibility that some of these Nigerians that did online pre-registration, there's a possibility that some of them could be living abroad.
But that has to be a small minority of those who pre-registered online. Hello, Luca?
Well, there could still be, there could still be Nigerians. So we wouldn't know why they did not follow up to come and finish their biometrics.
But you're saying that from your end, you sent follow-up messages reminding them to come and do this thing, right?
On WhatsApp, yes. They were sent an email.
Okay.
And there's a slip.
Okay.
They have to print out.
Okay.
To print out the slip and come with it. And, you know, there's a special preference that is given to those that have gone online to do
registration.
Their pre-registration.
Uh-huh.
So maybe you come, they give you 12 noon as the time to be attended to.
Hmm.
When you come and you see that there's a queue and your slip carries 12 noon on it and you show it to the officers there,
mm-hmm.
they will actually attend to you. Yes, at that particular time, 12 noon.
Okay.
Here's a
question I'm trying to get an answer to. Did INEC have a mechanism in place to send reminders by email and SMS to the people who registered online? Do you have data about what percentage of reminders were actually sent?
Okay, I can't give you any specific details on that right now.
Okay.
You understand, yes.
Okay.
But I know INEC sent out emails.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you do your pre-registration, you have an email
mm-hmm.
that is sent to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So so that you will come to the INEC office.
No, I'm not talking about that first email as soon as you're done with your pre-registration. I'm talking about subsequent emails leading up to the date of your appointment, leading up to after you've missed your appointment. I'm talking about the follow-up, the following through with the voter. Did INEC have a mechanism to send reminders?
Okay, I can't give you a specific information about that data.
Okay.
Of the follow-ups like that. But I know that apart from those emails that we send, we do a lot of sensitization to let Nigerians know that they have to turn up so that they will do their biometrics capture. You know, even when the deadline ended on June 30th, INEC said we are going to continue with the process. Because, you know, there was a court case at the point in time
mm-hmm.
that Nigeria should not stop the process.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So
mm-hmm.
we have to continue after 2 weeks. You know, when INEC now went all out to say that by 31st of July, the CVR was going to end.
Okay.
So all Nigerians are obliged. So there was a lot of sensitization that's been done.
Okay.
All Nigerians
yes.
get to know.
So yes. But as the weeks and the months ticked by, was there any analytics within INEC to monitor the percentage of unconverted pre-registrations? I'm asking that question because there should have been an alarm within INEC that we're getting closer to the deadline, and yet so many of these people that registered online have not been completed, right? So, was there, I have to ask, let me start with that first. Was there alarm within INEC when you were getting closer to that July 31st deadline, and yet so many of these online pre-registrations were not completed?
INEC kept telling Nigerians, those that have done pre-registration, that if you don't complete your registration in person, it will not count because you will not get your PVC. So I keep passing that message across.
Okay.
No, we have a national commissioner who is on top of the situation.
Okay.
Boris Afesus Okoye.
Mm-hmm.
He kept talking about this over and over and over.
Okay.
And some of us officers on the field, you know, we do that again, over and over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's unfortunate. You know, Nigerians, it's like a culture. With Nigerians, that we like last minute rush about everything.
Okay.
We just sit down. Yeah, this is a hard fact. This is a hard fact. You understand? Yes. Yeah, we like to sit down and maybe for everything to be done for us. You know, apart from the fact that INEC is trying to make these things happen, mm-hmm. Nigerians also have their own responsibilities too.
Okay.
You know, it's a two-way thing.
Okay. And that was our conversation with Luca Baba from INEC's Voter Education Department, you know, and those were his answers to my questions. What do you think? Do you think that INEC did enough to ensure that more online pre-registrations were converted to full registrations? 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello, good evening, Sandra.
Good evening, sir.
Hello?
Yes, good evening. Welcome. Can you hear me?
My name is Chika.
Welcome, Chika. Go ahead.
Thank God that I got you today.
I'm glad you got through today. Please. Go ahead, please.
I did all the registration. I registered online last year, and I've completed the registration physically on their office at Ojo Local Government. So, and they said because of where I stay is Ikoto, I should go to Ikoto Local Government to get my voter's card.
Okay.
And since then, I've been going to INEC office. Even before they stopped, there was a time they said their system is still or something. It's like ending of last year that I went there. They said the system they are taking. To cut the story short, till now, I've been going to INEC office before they close. They have not said, anytime I went there, they will say my voter card is not ready. And I registered since last year. And the last time they are on your station there, I called Sheriff. Sheriff said that I should tag them on their social media handle. I should do this. And I've gone to their website and I check all my details. I have printed it out, screenshot it, and sent to their WhatsApp, their Instagram page. And I did everything. I've been asking them, give me my voter's card. Please help me to tell them to give me my voter's card.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Chika. I'm really sorry that you're experiencing that. I wish it wasn't that way. 99.3, good evening. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello, good evening.
Good evening, Sandra.
What's your name, sir?
Yeah, Alexo is calling.
Alexo, welcome.
Yeah, I remember you asked the gentleman that if they had any follow-up and they gave you, I would say, but next time, if you're bringing them to this program, I want to ask them because there's something we call in email marketing the open rate, the open ratio of registrants who are able to open the emails you send them. They need to have that in hand to give us that specific information. You get it? Because when you send, if you say you've sent emails, what was the open rate of your contacts,
okay,
so that we'll be able to know that those who have been able to read it or not, so that you now know, okay, this will, they've not been able to access either their email. Then you now use the other process of using SMS or phone calls, because at least the government gave them funds to implement all this.
Okay.
So they need to up their game, because now we are depriving
7 million people.
Yes, from this, and they need to do more.
Yeah.
Because people need to get it. Like these 7 million they're staying now, they don't need to discard them. They need to add them to those who are going to go for 2023. So how are they going to do that? Are they going to discard it? Because people were unable to do that.
Yeah, they said they discarded it. Yes.
Minus. Well, yeah, you know, some people must have used their phone to complete it, maybe unable to print it out. You understand? And some must have lost their sleep, unable to access it. You know. All they say, they need to put it into cognizance.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling. Let's move on to our next story on the road to 2023, shall we? Governor Sanwo-Olu says that Lagosians should vote for him next year because he's more experienced than his opponents. On Hard Facts, we've been talking a lot about the governor's weekend interview because we think it's important to hear directly from your elected leaders, not through their spokespersons. And in that same interview, after talking about security and transportation, he talked about the 2023 elections and what he believes that his selling points are. And here's what he said.
You know, like I said, if you have an emergency at 3 a.m., who would you call? What are your chances? Do you call a man that has experience, that has gone through the trenches before, that has lived with it, that understands what the issues are, that appreciates what challenge you have even at that 3 a.m. Or will you leave your chance to someone that doesn't even know where the dial is, that doesn't even know what the issues of governance is? This is Lagos. This is an informed audience. This is not a tea party. We're talking of real governance. We're talking of life of 20 plus million Nigerians, bigger than the economy of Ghana, bigger than the economy of Kenya. In itself, it's a country. It's not a circus. It's a real thing. And I don't want to disparage anyone. I have greatest respect for all of the candidates that have emerged. And the candidates of a particular party you're talking about, you know, how do you even begin to start? What were the pedigree? You don't run a business that has 100 people. You want to run an economy that has this number of people. The governance of Lagos is not...
Are you willing to debate the issues of Lagos with anybody that is running this race?
It is not a trial and error. You need to hit the ground from day one running. I know the name of all my 65 or so permanent secretaries. I know their ministries. I know what their pedigrees. I've walked through it. I've learned it.
So you're the man Lagosians should vote for?
I believe that we've earned it. And not because just we're talking it, because we've done it.
Governor Babajide Sanwo-Olu speaking there. Do you agree with him? The governor's pitch is a very clear one. He believes that his one term has given him experience to run the state, which his opponents lack. We'll talk about that and so much more, including Janda and the Labour Party and what they're doing on the road to 2023. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Hard Facts. Don't go away.
Have your say
in what we say.
You always make good points.
We talk the talk.
Talk the talk.
And walk the walk. We are 99.3.
You talk, we listen.
Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info.
Hello, Lagos. How are you doing? Please, I need you to hear me out on this one, because they say she who asks questions cannot lose her way. So please, answer these questions for me so that I too will not lose my way. So why pay fees for local transfers? Why? Why spend money to send money? Why? Why pay full price for airtime when you can get it on Chipper at a discounted rate? Okay, see, let me tell you. If you pay for an item, you can get a whooping 5% cash back on that same item. How? When you shop with your Chipper card locally and across borders. And yes, the Chipper app is available on App Store and Play Store. So why haven't you downloaded it yet? All right, so here's what you need to do. Go on, download Chipper, and enjoy no fees and local transfers. That's right, no fees. 2% discount on airtime and 5% cash back when you shop with your Chipper Naira or dollar card. Are you still waiting? You have to be fast, though.
Report, you decide. Topical conversations that matter to you.
There are people for personal, religious, whatever reasons who do not want to take a vaccine. And I think they have the right.
They cannot go to us to stop insecurity. It's to force people to take vaccine. Let them come and kill me. I can never take it.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Imagine a life with zero worries. Imagine a world with all relaxed and free. Where all your dreams.
Pay Financial, you have zero worries when it's time to pay your bills, rent, school fees, and vacation. We'll be here making it easy for you.
Visit our website www.pagefinancials.com or call 01-700-7243.
Page Financials taking you further.
And we are back.
It's Dangote Bag of Goodies Season 3. Yes, spell Dangote and become a multi-millionaire.
Category 1, pick up the scratch card in bags of Dangote cement and win instantly. Category 2, pick up the scratch cards in bags of Dangote cement to spell D-A-N-G-O-T-E and qualify to win a million Naira star prize. Category 3, pick up the scratch cards in bags of Dangote cement to spell D-A-N-G-O-T-E and qualify to win 5 million Naira mega star prize. When you pick an alphabet Dan Eagle, one of the alphabets must carry the Dangote Eagle logo for you to win the mega star prize.
Offer runs from 5th July to 31st October 2022.
Terms and conditions apply.
Get 70% off.
Say what?
70%?
Everyone loves Massive Discount because it either helps them save money or get more from their budget. But sadly, every day isn't Christmas.
Aww. Unless, like me, you've got to have the higher Thermocool Gen Power Inverter Air Conditioner that helps me save 70% on my electricity consumption. I even enjoy multiple ACs when I'm on Gen. That's less bills and more comfort every single day. So, what will you do with your 70% saving?
Get the higher Thermocool Gen Power Inverter Air Conditioner. That's a whopping 70% electricity saver. That's less bills, more comfort. Higher Thermocool, always there for you.
Chairman, I beg, I won't charge my phone. But wait, oh, it don't take where I see you for copy joy. What did they happen?
My brother, I don't throw money like that again, oh. I don't save all my money with Davu Danny for my future washing machine.
You mean say you don't give Davido money?
Nah, man, no be Davido. Now, Davu Danny Microfinance Bank. When you open a save and win account with Davu Danny, you fit to win Obonga prizes like a brand new Okada, 45-inch TV set, generator, deep freezer, and all that Baku prizes. To win, make you save up to 500,000 Naira for 9 months for good package, 200,000 Naira for 7 months for silver, and 50,000 Naira for 5 months for bronze package. Now, the Okada way must have win from Davu Danny Microfinance Bank with that. Adi, where they go?
Adi, go open Davu Danny save and win account. Sharp, sharp.
The promo for this year don't start. And it go finish for January 31st, 2023. T&C apply, shall. For more to read, visit www.davudannymfb.com.
Waiting you sabi about the beautiful game. You there for the life and style. Fantasy leagues, bass goals, ginger and oko. Breaking down the stats even to the MVPs. Taking no L's and only for the W's. I beg. Ensure Max Pro get news for you. Football season is back. Live, in choke. Watch the Premier League, La Liga, Serie A, anywhere on any screen, Mado. Stream the action from Super Sport live on Showmax Pro. Sign up at Showmax.com.
Ah! ZZ! What don't be ZZ?
I don't cash out.
Why I no go ZZ?
You say fit ZZ. Sharply enter www.zbet.ng. Register and get your Ogbonge welcome bonus. On ZBet, you can win up to 50 million Naira. Aka bonus, virtual and casino deposit bonus, instant payment, better odds, bigger wins. Even
if one game costs my ticket,
nothing spoil. Even if two games cut them set. Hey. And when you win, make sure say you serve ZZ.
ZBet, we speak your game.
Guy, what's going on?
You know my dilemma with my phone now.
You call that one phone. So why are you so happy?
I got tired of hiding the phone. So I went to the Samsung store to see what I can afford. Samsung has a plan called Flex Pay that allows you to pay as low as 3,000 Naira for any Samsung device of your choice and complete payment over a period of 3 to 12 months. I sharply picked a 6-month payment plan and I got a Galaxy A23.
This is a machine.
As in,
You have been dulling yourself, oh? Find Samsung Flex Pay and own your device right away without breaking your pocket. Terms and conditions supply. Hurry now while stock lasts.
Yes, so we don't come again. Dangote bag of goodies is in 3 don't show. Yes, so spell Dangote sharp sharp make you become millionaire. Category 1, Alele pick scratch card inside bag of Dangote cement and win straight. Category 2, pick scratch card inside Dangote cement bag. Take use and spell D-A-N-G-O-T-E. Make you stand chance to win 1 million Naira star prize. Category 3, pick scratch card inside Dangote cement. Take and spell D-A-N-G-O-T-E. Make you stand chance to win 5 million Naira mega star prize. If one alphabet carry Dangote ego picture for body, make sure say one alphabet gets Dangote ego picture on top arm for you to win the mega star prize. This offer go run from 5th July to 31st October 2022. Terms and conditions this how.
Football's biggest season is here, and DStv is the stadium with all the action. Enjoy every single match from the FIFA World Cup, the Premier League, La Liga, Serie A, the UEFA Europa League, and the UEFA Champions League. That's all the stars from around the world in every every competition that matters. Get DSTV HD decoder, dish plus 1 month compact subscription now for 12,000 naira only, and be part of sports' biggest stadium only on DSTV. T's and C's apply.
Big mommy, add that bokoto we go senior school. Put 2 roundabout. Anoint the package with that slim thick shaki and
Uncle, eh? No vexo. Which teeth you want use eat all this orishi rishi? That your teeth will be like we have motor jam truck. You know they worry you again.
That one now before. All thanks to the new Close Up Complete Fresh Protection.
That's right. The new Close Up Complete Fresh Protection toothpaste gives you complete oral protection with fluoride and antibacterial zinc to keep your teeth strong, prevent tooth holes, and fight bacteria.
Please have to go buy my own new Close Up Complete Fresh Protection toothpaste.
Close Up Complete Fresh Protection for your important oral care needs. Available in a blue gel.
You are listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and Governor Sanwo-Olu says Lagosians should vote for him next year because he's more experienced than his opponents. He granted an interview over the weekend, and in that interview, after talking about security and transportation, he talked about the 2023 elections. I played what he said for you before the break, but for those of you who are just tuning in, let me replay for you what he said.
So, you know, like I said, if you have an emergency at 3 a.m., who would you call? What are your chances? Do you call a man that has experience, that has gone through the trenches before, that has lived with it, that understands what the issues are, that appreciates what challenge you have even at that 3 a.m.? Or will you leave your chance to someone that doesn't even know where the dial is, that doesn't even know what the issues of governance is? This is Lagos. This is an informed audience. This is not a tea party. We're talking of real governance. We're talking of life of 20 plus million Nigerians, bigger than the economy of Ghana, bigger than the economy of Kenya. In itself, it's a country. It's not a circus. It's a real thing. And I don't want to disparage anyone. I have greatest respect for all of the candidates that have emerged. And the candidates of a particular party you're talking about, you know, how do you even begin to start? What were the pedigree? You not run a business that has 100 people. You want to run an economy that has this number of people. The governance of Lagos is not...
Are you willing to debate the issues of Lagos with anybody that is running this race?
It is not a trial and error. You need to hit the ground from day one running. I know the name of all my 65 or so permanent secretaries. I know their ministries. I know what their pedigree is. I've walked through it. I've learned it.
So you're the man Lagosians should vote for.
I believe that we've earned it. And not because just we're talking it, because we've done it.
And like I said before the break, the governor's pitch is a very clear one. He believes that his one term has given him experience to run the state, which his opponents lack. Do you agree? Obviously, nobody else on the ballot has ever been a governor. So, yes, he has that unique experience. What I want to know is, do you think that he has made that experience count in his almost 4 years? With 9 months left in his term, do you believe that Babajide Sanwo-Olu, having mastered the job of governor well enough, you can say, oh, he's experienced and it shows? Do you view him as somebody who has mastered the job well enough that you can say he's experienced and at the C say he gets experience? Or do you believe that he hasn't performed well enough? Speaking of performance, Sanwo-Olu is pointing to specific things that he says that he has done, which he says has earned him a second term. He points to how he handled the pandemic, for instance. He mentions emergency management in general. He talks about recruiting 650 firefighters and buying 64 fire trucks. He also mentioned waste management. He says he has improved waste management. And then there's roads. He says he's building over 1,600 kilometers of paved roads. These are some of the things that the governor believes should earn him your vote. He mentioned Badagry. He mentioned Ekpe, called Ekpe Little London. He mentioned the 10-kilometer road that he's building, on that axis, the Lekki-Ekpe axis of Lagos. He mentioned a number of other parts of Lagos. Do you agree? How would you rate his performance as governor? Did you vote him for the during his first term? Do you agree with him that he has shown the necessary experience? Will you vote him for the second term? 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190. 01465-7190. That number is for our female callers only. Our male callers, please call 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. Hello. Good evening. Thanks for calling.
Surprise, surprise. I get through today.
You got through today. What's your name, sir?
Sandra, good evening, ma.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
My name is Kazim. I'm calling from Ichigo.
Kazim, I'm glad to have you on the show today.
Man, I've been trying this life for over years, man.
Oh, I'm glad it worked today. Welcome.
Yeah, well done, ma. You're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you. Go ahead, please.
Oh, okay. Lagos State. I sent from Wulu. They have structures, just like his predecessors.
Okay.
They will set things in place. They have many offices, agencies that they have put in place to control traffic, for fire, for security. When he was talking, he even talked about CDAs.
Mm-hmm.
All these things, they are structures, but they are not working. They will just set things in place and you will say, these things, they have done this, they have done that, they have done this. All these things are not achieving the purpose for which they set them up.
Okay.
They have turned everything to revenue-generating offices.
Okay.
You understand? Set up Loma. Be getting waste. They are not, maybe they are getting the desired result. They will just say, we set up Loma. Go to Lagos now. See debt everywhere. See debt. The Loma, they practically come to one area maybe once in 2 months.
Okay.
They will be giving you all sort of excuses. They don't have fuel. Their shop broke down.
Okay.
See the LASMA. They are only there to get money from people. They don't control any traffic. So, and these people, these their leaders, they know that they are not getting the desired result. As long as they are paying their dues, they are getting money for government. Government is not concerned. So they can say everything that we have done this, we have done that, we have done this. They are more concerned about the politics of being popular for another election than doing the real work. So I don't think it deserves another time at all.
Kazim, thank you so much for calling and we hope it's easier to calling next time. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Good evening.
Good evening, Sandra.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Tel. I'm getting you for the first time. So how are you?
Well done. Very well. Thank you. Thanks for calling.
So Olu does not deserve any second term. How? What did he do?
He just listed all the things he has done.
Sandra, do they think Lagos State is only Ikeja and Victoria Island? Go to that Ejigbo this guy just called from. Go to, what's this place called? Go to Egbeda. Go to all these areas, all these remote areas. Go there and see what people are suffering. Go to Korodu. Do they think Lagos is just Ikeja and Victoria Island? All these their window dressing work they are doing. That guy has not done anything. Second time is not sure for him. He should just forget it. He should go and look for something else he's going to be doing. Thank you, Sandra.
Stella, thank you very much for calling. Again, the governor points to how he handled the pandemic. He mentions emergency management in general. He talked about recruiting 650 firefighters, buying 64 fire trucks. He talked about waste management. Now, of course, Kazim says that waste management is terrible, but the governor says he's improved it. He talked about all the roads that they're building all over Lagos, 1,600 kilometers of paved roads. These are some of the things the governor believes should earn him your vote. You're saying he's wrong? At least two people have. What do you say? call us on 01465-7190. If you're a woman, if you're a man, call us on 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thanks for calling us. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hi, Sandra.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
My name is Onyi.
Onyi,
apparently,
what?
Most of your diehard fans are getting through for the first time ever.
I don't know what's happening, but I love it.
Okay, so I don't know what that man is saying about coming back.
Ah.
I don't know what he's listing. I don't know who he's listing them for. Like my first caller mentioned, mm-hmm. We have structures that are not working. We want something that will work. Let him give us something in Lagos that is working, not a specific part of Lagos that is working and others are not working.
Okay.
If that's what he wants, he should target that.
Ah, okay. Please, let's be mindful about our language. Apologies about that. Let's move from the governor himself to one of those who wants to replace the governor. PDP candidate Olajide Adediran, a.k.a. Jando, took a big shot at Sanwo-Olu. Jando said that he's running to be the second governor of Lagos in the Fourth Republic. Did you get that? Jando says he's running to be the second governor of Lagos. He's implying that Sanwo-Olu, Ambode, and Fashola were not really governors because he says that they were taking orders from someone else. Let me read what he said to you. He said, quote, "It's time to get the second governor, the people's and popular governor, with a breath of fresh air." He also said, quote, "First and foremost, we want a breath of fresh air on our roads, in our education sector, where we have over 2 million out of school children. Lagos is only wealthy on paper. We want to make it obvious in action. The 69 of us want to take that wealth and return it to the people. We want to elect governor that will not need second level of approval to get things done. We want an independent governor, governor that Lagosians can call their own," end quote. Jando, the PDP candidate, saying that. What do you think about Jando's belief that Sanwo-Olu and some of his predecessors were puppets? He's also mentioned two areas of focus for his administration, if elected. He's talked about education and roads. Now, we can't analyze specifics because he did not give us specifics. But do you agree that education and roads are the two areas that should be top priority? And if you agree, what interventions do you think Lagos needs on roads and in education? 0700-993-993-993. I'm going to take three calls. I'll restrict them to 1 minute each, and then I'll move on to what the Labour Party in Lagos is doing. 1 minute each for everybody. Three calls. So the calls will end at 5:48. Three calls, 1 minute. Let's go. 99.3. Hello. Hello. Sorry about that. Good evening to you.
Hello. Good evening, Sandra.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
Hello,
you've got 1 minute. Go.
Yeah. So, Olu, how can you wrote an exam and you mark the script yourself? It's not possible. He can't just judge that he has done well. The citizens are to judge for him. Fixing the Kedja and VI does not mean he has done well. He has not done well at all. And doesn't deserve a second chance. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Kolawole, for calling. But he didn't even mention Ikeja and VI. He said Ekpe. He said parts of Badagry. He mentioned other parts of Lagos that he has fixed. 99.3. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Ope.
Okay.
How can anybody make Ambode look like a super governor? We never even knew that Ambode can be better than anybody.
Uh-huh.
Look at Sanwo-Olu. To do road from Unilag through Bariga to Bagada for 3 years, and everybody there is living in such hardship. Hmm. Can't even do a road that is less than 4 kilometers. So first of all, the Ejigbo and Ekpe that we've been hearing about.
Hmm.
Please, bye-bye to Sanwo-Olu in 2023. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Our final call, 99.3, hello. 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 Okay. Good evening to you. What's your name, sir?
Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Well, finally, I've been trying the number right from when you started the show. Okay. Good evening. This is Alex. I'm calling from Ikeja.
Alex, you've got 1 minute. Go ahead.
Wow. Please, Sandra, can you help me? What's the hardest word for, like, let me say, what's the opposite name of worst?
Of worst.
Something that is worse. If something that is even worse, like, I don't even understand how to put
something
it.
That is worse. Please, than worst?
This current governor, Sohulu, is the worst governor this state has ever elected. Go and Google it. Just put it there. The worst governor Lagos State has ever produced. You will see Sohulu pop up. So, the man does not deserve second term. He does not deserve second term.
Remember he talked
when
about...
When Abode was there. Mm. Hello?
Go ahead.
When Abode was there, all these VIO guys, the guy told them, the former governor told them to stay off the road. But ever since Sohulu entered, we see all sort of tax force, some with uniform, some with mufti, some with shornikas, some with jean trousers. They just scatter everywhere, all over Lagos Road, tormenting our lives on the road. The VIO are out there tormenting us. Tax force are out there tormenting us. Last man are out there. Instead for them to control traffic, they are tormenting people. He has not done anything. Traffic, bad road everywhere. From the beginning of Lagos to the end of Lagos. Traffic, bad road. What has he done that he wants to come back?
Alex, thank you very much for calling. Meanwhile, the Labour Party still doesn't have a Guba candidate. Or do they? They were supposed to hold a primary today in Lagos to pick a new flag bearer. The current flag bearer is Ifagbemi Awamaridi, the state party chairman. But the party says they just submitted his name as a placeholder. So today's primary was to pick the real nominee. But there were small problems. Small. One of the two aspirants, Moshood Salvador, raised an alarm today at the venue. He said that the delegate list has been changed. Salvador just joined Labour from the APC. He's running against Gbadebo Rhodes-Vivor, who himself just joined Labour from the PDP. And Salvador said, quote, "Yesterday we agreed that Rhodes-Vivor should bring 100 delegates, while I also bring 100 delegates, and the state executives will join the delegates to make 217 delegates for the substitution primaries. When I checked the list about 30 minutes to the primaries, we realized that 26 delegates out of mine have been removed and added to his. They, the electoral officers, told me it was a mistake that can never be taken as a mistake. We have done all our best to ensure free and fair primaries. Therefore, I cannot have confidence in this electoral body again. The party will need to reorganize itself. The delegates list has been doctored. Therefore, we cannot have confidence in this electoral body again." Salvador speaking there. Salvador Ported from the APC. Moshood Salvador. There's a lot to unpack there, and I hate that we have just 5 minutes. But there's a lot to unpack there. First of all, have you ever heard of a situation where a party tells each aspirant to bring their own delegates? This election is going to have 217 delegates, but 200 of them are already pledged to one of the aspirants. So that means on paper, it comes down to the 17 ESCO members. Or are the aspirants expected to convert the other guy's delegates? Isn't that an invitation to bribe? Or an invitation to doctor the delegates list? And this is all very interesting when you think about why the Labour Party is now a contender. The party came alive when Peter Obi defected from the PDP. Obi defected because he claimed that the PDP primaries were compromised. His supporters talked about widespread bribing of delegates and doctoring of lists. And now we're hearing the same allegations from within the Lagos chapter of the Labour Party. Will the party resolve this issue? Because we're hearing that the primary has been postponed until tomorrow. But there's another problem. Remember that placeholder candidate that we talked about? Okay, well, he says that he's not a placeholder. He says that he's the real candidate and that these primaries are a sham. His name is Ifebwami Awamaridi, and he's the state party chairman. So even if tomorrow's primaries holds, we still may not know who the Labour Party is sending to challenge Governor Sanwo-Olu in Lagos. What do you think about this crisis in the Lagos Labour Party over the Guba ticket? Do you think they'll resolve their wahala this week? They have a few days until they have to get this over with. I wish we had time to really, really get into it. Honestly, I do. I think I'm going to carry it over to like next week's Road to 2023, because I'm sure a lot would have happened in Lagos politics by then, and then we'll really focus on it. 01465-7190, 0700-993-993-993. Let me take one call, just one call, 1 minute, one call, 1 minute, and then we'll move it along. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about parenting and sports and entertainment. Would you let your child pick sports? Toby Amushan told us that her father burned all her running shoes, but look at her now. So I have a question about that, and we'll talk about it on the step down from 6:15. So don't tune off after the news or before the news. Stick around. We'll have great conversation about letting our children choose to pursue entertainment or sports. Are there healthier ways to handle your acceptance or disapproval of their passion, if their passion is sports or entertainment? All right. Let's take a look at messages on WhatsApp. Kunle Salako from Shagamu says, the reason why we say Labour Party doesn't have structure, who do you expect candidates to come with their delegates? Here's a message that says, Labour Party, they're never ready. They're only shining under PO. Solomon from K2 with that message. David Fredericks is sending me his account number. I don't know why. Do you want to give me money? We've got Kenneth from Lekki who says, the roads Sanwo-Olu claims he's constructing are nightmares for Lagosians. Contracts are given to companies based on nepotism. Their project management is terrible. They cause pains to commuters. It's happening at Awoyaya to Lakowe right now. The coastal roads he's supposed to construct, he sold part of it to a church. We spent hours on Lekki Ekpe due to potholes. Kenny from Lekki with that message there. Well, he said that the pain is temporary. That's what the governor has said. Anyway, let's take a break. When we come back from this break, let's step down with parenting conversations.
Going on. You know my dilemma with my phone now.
You call that on phone. So why are you so happy?
I got tired of hiding the phone. So I went to the Samsung store to see what I can afford. Samsung has a plan called Flex Pay that allows you to pay as low as 3,000 naira for any Samsung device of your choice and complete payment over a period of 3 to 12 months. I sharply picked a 6-month payment plan and I got a Galaxy A23.
This is a machine.
As in,
you have been dulling yourself, or find Samsung Flex Pay and own your device right away without breaking your pocket. Terms and conditions apply. Hurry now while stock lasts.
And we are back.
It's Dangote Bag of Goodies Season 3. Yes, spell Dangote and become a multimillionaire. Category 1, pick up the scratch card in bags of Dangote Cement and win instantly. Category 2, pick up the scratch cards in bags of Dangote Cement to spell D-A-N-G-O-T-E and qualify to win a million naira star prize. Category 3, pick up the scratch cards in bags of Dangote Cement to spell D-A-N-G-O-T-E and qualify to win 5 million naira mega star prize. When you pick up...